As we now come to our third week of our tour through Outside Artists, we are here experiencing the art of Sister Gertrude Morgan. Sister Gertrude Morgan is my favorite of the three that we've covered so far. She was a very interesting and peculiar person. She was born in 1900 and she died in 1980. She was the granddaughter of a slave, and she spent the majority of her life in Louisiana. She was the seventh child in a very poor rural family, and she never made it past the third grade. If there's one thing that was a constant in Gertrude Morgan's life, it was the church. Her first documented involvement with religion came in her late teens. She joined the Rose Hill Memorial Baptist Church in Columbus, Georgia. One of the important experiences for Gertrude Morgan was that she had two revelations in her life that were poignant experiences that changed her perspective and changed the trajectory of her life. The first one came in 1934, when she claimed that she heard the voice of God while she was sitting in her kitchen. And the voice of God had instructed her to answer her call and to pick up and to go, and that she was to be a vessel of God. In 1938, Gertrude Morgan documented and experienced a second revelation. And this revelation was a voice that said, "Go, preacher, tell it to the world." It was at that time that Gertrude Morgan really began to live into her faith, and she became a street preacher. She became a gospel singer and really devoted her life towards preaching and towards involvement in the Baptist church. In 1939, Sister Gertrude moved to New Orleans, which would be where she would spend the rest of her life. And while she was there, she became involved in the Holiness and Sanctification Movement, which was an African-American faith in which music and song and dance were really critical aspects of worship. She actually helped establish an orphanage with another woman that she met in New Orleans. And the orphanage was funded by the money that Sister Gertrude would make from her preaching and her singing in the streets. In the course of this orphanage's career, it would house up to 20 orphans and runaways at a time. Eventually, Sister Gertrude Morgan would settle into a house in a African-American neighborhood of New Orleans. And this house would be something of a famous landmark for her. The yard was covered in four-leaf clovers. She named the house the Everlasting Gospel Mission. She turned one of the rooms of the house into a prayer room where she would give sermons for people who would come and visit. She would hang her paintings all over the walls of her prayer room, which had a small desk and various musical instruments, and she would preach out of these big paper megaphones that she would make. This was actually a landmark for the city of New Orleans, as Gertrude Morgan was famous in this community. However, her Everlasting Gospel Mission was extremely damaged in the 2005 Hurricane Katrina, and ultimately was gutted in the hope that it could be saved, but then ultimately ended up being demolished. If you've noticed some of the art in the worship packet, you'll notice that there is this continuing theme of being a bride of Christ, as well as images of a nurse in all white. This was actually due to a vision that Gertrude had in 1957. She claimed that she received another revelation from God that informed her that she was the bride of Christ. And so because of this, she decided to dress in all white ensembles, and she would wear a nurse's uniform with a nurse's cap and matching white shoes. She claimed that she was the nurse of Dr. Jesus. Sister Gertrude Morgan understood that her artistic practice of producing this very important folk art was actually a tool in her ministry and in her service to God. Just as she had used her voice and used her music in her street preaching, she painted using acrylics and watercolors and crayons and all sorts of found materials and very eclectic forms of media that she would use to make her paintings. One of her most reoccurring themes was the Book of Revelation. Sister Gertrude Morgan was interested in the Book of Revelation to no end, particularly this idea of the New Jerusalem. And this is incredibly poignant in Christian theology because it really is sort of the capitulation of the entire message of the Bible, that essentially that there will come a time in which justice reigns supreme, that there will be no more tears, that the tears will be wiped away from every eye, and that there will be goodness, there will be compassion, there will be mercy, there will be a new heaven and a new earth. And for people who have lived in poverty or who are living in a society that is sick with injustice, this can be an incredibly empowering image and vision for the future. And this was really important for Sister Gertrude Morgan, so much that it played a huge role in the visual imagery that she would produce. Not only that, but the Book of Revelation is full of many colorful images that invite such deep artistic interpretation. But the New Jerusalem is what Sister Gertrude Morgan is the most famous for. If you notice on the front cover of the PDF, you will see her new holy city of the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. And it is depicted almost as this multi-story apartment. And in some of her paintings, there's choirs that are around this multi-story apartment, an interracial choir at that, and the choir of angels are sometimes her sole subject that she focuses on. For someone living in this time, and even actually today, the Book of Revelation offers a lot of hope and a lot of promise about something good that is coming, and the fact that justice and mercy will ultimately win at the end of the day. If you take a look at one of the other images that I picked in the worship packet, it is a little interesting. It is Jesus in an airplane. She would oftentimes like to paint herself as the bride of Christ riding alongside Jesus in an airplane. There is speculation that this is a reference to the hymn, "Oh, Jesus is My Aeroplane," which was a hymn from 1930. There's also another hymn, "Oh, Jesus, Savior, Pilot Me," which is a little older, from 1871. It establishes this ongoing theme as Jesus as guide and pilot, and so it makes sense that if these hymns and this music resonated to Sister Gertrude Morgan, that she would then decide to depict it in her paintings. Ultimately, Sister Gertrude Morgan gives a really interesting look at the Book of Revelation and the way in which an ordinary person can interact with Scripture, and the way that Scripture can bear important meanings on the life of someone who's living out their faith. It also is an important look at the South of the early 20th century. It also takes a look at a woman who grew up in a very specific period of history of great unrest and great change in the American South, not unlike the other artists that we've experienced who make up this genre of outsider art. But also, Sister Gertrude Morgan thought of herself as a minister and as a preacher, and she was. She preached and sang and painted. And for a woman in the Baptist church of this age, this was something that was quite radical. So there's a really important aspect of women's religious leadership and women's agency in the church that Sister Gertrude Morgan's life and work opens up for us. These are important questions, and these are helpful in understanding what it was like to be a woman in the Baptist church at that time, what it was like to be a woman who had had a vision from God, who had been called, and who took up the responsibility of responding to that call. These are all really important questions, and there's such depth and richness to the work of Sister Gertrude Morgan because she lived such a colorful life. She said yes to the call that was placed on her life, and she had a way of understanding and engaging with her faith that was uniquely her own. Whether she depicts the New Jerusalem as a multi-story apartment building surrounded by an interracial choir of angelic singers, or she thought of herself as the nurse to Dr. Jesus or the bride of Christ flying alongside him in an airplane, the point is that Sister Gertrude Morgan made faith real and relevant to her situation. And she shared that with us and helped us understand a greater perspective of what she was all about, what she believed, and what it means to answer the call that is placed upon each of our lives. May it be so. Amen.